This afternoon we are going to be practicing with the last of the four Brahma Viharas, which has been mentioned a few times already. And this is a quality of equanimity. Equanimity. Equanimity, sometimes it is mistaken by indifference or being removed from aloofness. But actually, it's quite the opposite. Equanimity is this quality of openness to whatever life is presenting to us. Without being knocked off balance. So equanimity is this balance of mind, equipoise, this capacity to receive whatever arises in our experience, whatever happens in our life, without losing our center. Another way of picturing equanimity is rootedness. We are rooted or grounded in our body, or in our presence. So we can be with whatever is good and lovely, be without being carried away, without the craving. And we can be also with what is difficult and painful without contracting, without trying to push away. We can be intimate and in touch with life from our center. So let's just sit together. And it's really important for the development and the sense of this quality how we hold our body. So as you bring your awareness into your body, you may want to sense how it feels. To be grounded and upright. Maybe connecting with those parts of your body that are making contact with whatever it is that is supporting you in this moment. Maybe the sensations in your feet. As they touch the ground, or your legs, or your knees. Or your buttocks. And noticing the spine rising from the pelvis. Maybe rotating slightly the pelvis forward. To allow the spine to rise effortlessly. You may also want to pull your shoulders slightly backwards, ever so slightly. Feeling the openness in your chest area. your neck following the line of the spine. The chin slightly tucked in. See if you can feel the dignity of this posture. If you are a visual person, you may want to play with imagining that you are a tree. And from your legs downwards, you grow roots in the ground. You're fully connected to the ground. Fully supported by the ground. See if you can notice in your body this sense of groundedness. Your torso, the trunk of this tree. And as the wind blows the leaves and branches of this tree move as well. And birds come and visit the branches and then leave. But the trunk remains connected to the roots, and the roots connected to the ground. Grounded and stable. Or you may want to imagine that your body is like a mountain. And your feet and legs, the base of the mountain. That rises above the clouds. And feeling in the body this stability, this solidity, the pure rock. Some days it will be sunny and dry weather. Other days cloudy and rainy. Even stormy weather. But the mountain remains the same. Solid, stable, majestic. And from this connection with the body and with a sense of being grounded, solid, stable, see if you can open your awareness, really open wide your awareness to include whatever experience arises. With a sense of inclusivity, of impartiality. Welcoming whatever is beautiful and lovely and pleasant. Without trying to hold on to it. And likewise, welcoming what is maybe unpleasant or uncomfortable or difficult. Without pushing it away, without contracting around it. Bringing also kindness and compassion.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.